Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Everybody screaming out your name to 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio en direct ce soir. Avec nous, le groupe Lips. Les quatre membres sont en direct ce soir, effectivement, pour venir vous présenter ce bel album qui sortira le 15 mars prochain, Changing the Melody. Oh yeah. Hi guys, Alex, Coffee, Connie, Chris, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, okay. Alex, I'm very happy for talking to you on air tonight.
Thank you. We're really happy to be here with you in France.
Okay, Coffee, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, Connie, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up? Nice to be here in France, as you said.
Okay, Chris, what's up, man? Hey.
What's up, man? Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to be here tonight with you.
Yeah, so guys, welcome tonight on 213 Rock, Vinny Times, the Classic Rock Radio. This is the name of the web rock station. Thank you very much for accepting my live invitation all together. The band is there tonight for talking about the new album coming out on March 15, Changing the Melody. Oh, yes. So, very first question about Alex. Alex, your band Lips is set to release the second album, Worldwide, on March 15 via the label Frontiers Music. I think it's the great news for the band.
Yeah, it's really good news for us as well. We've been working on a second album for a while, and we had to release it with some bigger label, and to get it out for a bigger audience. Mm-hmm. And we're really happy that Frontiers is behind our backs this time.
Effectivement, que le label Frontiers a signé ce groupe, et puisqu'il y avait déjà un premier album qui était disponible en 2018 via un tout petit label en Italie qui s'intitulait le premier album le Scary Man, avec de très bons titres, hein. D'ailleurs, on est rentré avec un premier titre de cet album qui est très très accrocheur, qui s'intitulait donc Get Up on Stage. Ça date de l'album de 2018, le Scary Man. Et puis en même temps, le groupe donc a bossé effectivement durant toutes ces années, et puis ils ont été approchés par le label Frontiers Music pour présenter effectivement ce nouvel album Changing the Melody qui sera disponible le 15 mars prochain. C'est une bonne nouvelle puisque l'album sera distribué mondialement, worldwide, hein, mondial. So, Coffee, the first single is available on social media, Bye Bye Beautiful. I think, Coffee, it's a great track, very catchy track.
Yeah, it's a catchy track, but you should hear the next track that will come out.
Yes. Yeah, I got a question about it in rest track, but I think this track, Bye Bye Beautiful, and thank you very much for posting the lyrics on the YouTube.
Yeah, you meant that the lyrics is on the video, or what do you mean?
Yeah, I'm talking about the lyrics video, because the lyrics posting on YouTube, because I want to understand the lyrics. I think it was very important for to understand this music, because they are really hard to live with.
Okay, sorry. You speak like a Formula driver.
as I told you, yes.
Yeah, the lyrics, it's... when we write the lyrics to the song, it meant to be like a love song, but it actually got a deeper meaning in it all, and it's for you to like think about and get it all.
Effectivement que c'est une chanson d'amour, mais qui est quand même avec des paroles assez dures et assez tristes, effectivement, hein. Ça concerne une rupture et essayer de trouver une nouvelle solution. Pour eux, la nouvelle solution, c'est la rupture, en fait, lorsque vous lisez complètement les paroles. So, Connie, do you think it's a very serious experience about to live about love? Because the love is so really hard, and on that lyrics on about Bye Bye Beautiful, it's a very hard situation to live with.
Yeah, I think it was meant it's like a destructive relationship, so to speak. For it was like a destructive lifestyle, mm-hmm. And the character in the song was like, "Yeah, we can't go on like this." And it's pretty serious, and that's what it's about.
Effectivement que c'est un sujet très sérieux concernant la rupture et d'essayer de trouver des solutions, hein. C'est un peu ce que pense Connie. And Chris, hein, as I said, it's a very great track, but I think the lyrics speak about the situation between two persons.
Yeah, again, as Alex said, it's like when we start writing the songs and making the lyrics, the idea sometimes gets like the final result is different from the initial idea. So again, it was supposed to be like a love song, something like that. But then, if you think about, we like to leave everything open so people will understand in their own ways. And in this, that's what Connie said about like being like a destructive thing. Like you could think, you could totally take it that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can interpret the song in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, qu'on peut interpréter là, ils peuvent interpréter la chanson de différentes manières, mais c'est quand lorsque vous lisez les paroles, la solution, c'est elle est dans le titre, quoi. C'est Bye Bye Beautiful, c'est au revoir, et pour essayer de trouver un autre chemin. And Alex, the solution about the love inside Bye Bye Beautiful lyrics. The solution to moving forward, it say Bye Bye Beautiful.
I didn't get the question. The solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's the solution. Yeah.
Yeah, you mean like the solution is to Bye Bye Beautiful. It's because, as Connor said, it's about you can say it's about an addiction. It's not written for like a girl or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like written for, you got two personalities maybe, mm-hmm. and you have one personality that's not that good. So maybe you need to let go of that part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Alors effectivement que ça concerne deux personnalités, il y en a une qui est pas toujours donc mauvaise peut-être et une autre plus apte. Donc en fait, Bye Bye Beautiful, c'est la rupture apparemment, ça serait peut-être la solution. And guys, I like the music video because the band is on stage with the backstage footage. I think it's a fun, as I said, coffee, please. Yeah.
You want coffee to answer?
Yeah. Coffee. I think I said the band is on stage on the music video. I like the music video because the band is on stage with a backstage footage. I think it's a fun.
Yeah.
Okay. We wanted to keep it like a rock stage, kind of simple that way. Like it, so it felt like we were doing a live show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make it kind of big. You know, it looks big and everything.
Mmh. Effectivement que c'est plus grand, hein, que ça ne paraît en tout cas. Et en même temps, le clip vidéo est vraiment sympa. On les voit sur scène, on voit des passages backstage en tout cas. C'est vraiment cool. Et puis on peut ressentir quand même, hein, leur musique. On peut ressortir tout le côté fun. And Connie, please, I think all the band is very focused on the music video.
Yeah, of course. We always try to deliver the best we can, and we put the real time and effort into everything. And you know, it takes hours for us just to do our makeup, you know, so.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, effectivement.
We put everything into it.
Mm-hmm, effectivement que ça prend des heures pour faire tout le make-up et tous les passages backstage, donc ils vous montrent vraiment ce qui se passe avant de monter sur scène. And guys, I can feel the band lives its own music.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Yeah, we always try to deliver, as Connie said, like when we record a music video is actually more exhausting than a live show, because definitely. We have to perform the best we can in one song only. Mm-hmm. So like we are kind of used to that kind of thing, you know, and then when we play live we just do the same.
Effectivement qu'ils sont totalement concentrés sur ce qu'ils jouent, ils vivent de leur musique effectivement, et on le sent, ils sont totalement concentrés comme il le dit à partir de ce premier titre. C'était vraiment là-dessus, en image, en termes d'image, la concentration qu'ils voulaient vraiment prouver. And Alex, have you read the feedback from your fans on YouTube?
Of course, I've almost answered everything.
Because all written messages from different countries from this world, such as some of the parts of the fans said, amazing band, hope to see you more from these guys. Another one said, maybe the best thing I've heard this year, quality on top, it's a catchy as hell. Another one fan said, wow, guys, you are making a glam great again, keep it on. This is the message from your fans, guys.
Yeah, we're super, super happy about all the support they've been giving us. And there's a lot of good stuff that people write us, but as it's also some negativity, but we love negativity. So
that's almost nothing, man. Like, yeah. Mostly it's good feedback, and we are super happy with that.
Yeah, we love all feedback.
Effectivement.
Doesn't matter. We want you to say something.
Ok, effectivement, pour eux, ça veut vraiment dire quelque chose. Que les feedbacks soient positifs ou négatifs, en tout cas, ça veut toujours dire quelque chose. Ils sont très heureux, en tout cas. Ils ont eu de très très beaux messages qui ont été écrits depuis différents pays, et puis ils touchent à peu près de nouvelles personnes au quotidien, et puis ils en sont très heureux. Ils font très attention à tout ça, et effectivement, ils en lisent. Hein. And Connie, please, I guess a second video, music video, is coming very soon. I think you should keep the name of the new track very secret at this moment.
Yeah, of course. I don't think we have posted a name for the next track or even the date, right? We have not released the date for the music video.
No, nothing.
Yeah, so it's a secret, but the only thing I mean, can say, it's not too far away.
Okay.
It's not too far away.
Do you have any date for the next music video when it's coming?
I don't think it's published.
Okay.
Or, yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's not published.
We know the date, but you don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Alors effectivement, il y a bien un second clip qui viendra. Pour le moment, ils taisent le nom. Hein. Ils disent absolument rien du tout. Ils veulent même pas donner la date. But I have some good suggestions for you from your new album. I like the song "Changing Melody" because it's a really cool track. I think the songs will have another dimension on stage with your fans singing along with you, with the band, hands in the air. I think it's a pretty good track. Just before, I think this track could be a new music video just before the new album release. "Changing the Melody" is a pretty good track. Yes,
I guess.
Thank
it's
you.
Yeah, it's a good track and it's a very possible track to be on a music video.
Yes,
so we just have to wait and see.
Effectivement, "Changing the Melody" ça pourrait être. Hein. And guys, what about "I Am Alive"? It's an excellent track. This track could be a perfect track for a duet with Alice Cooper. This track is very different from the other song of the album, Alex.
Yeah, we wanted to create something like more retro sounding, you know, with a shuffle.
Yes.
It's like a Kiss track almost. And to me, that's the kind of songs that reminds me the most of like the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, that's why
we needed to have something like that on this record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I said I think it's a cool track for a duet with Alice Cooper. I think this track is perfect.
Yeah.
"I'm Alive".
Yeah, that would be nice.
Effectivement, que ce titre est vraiment bien. Hein. Ouais, dans la veine de Kiss, avec un rythme assez différent. La batterie est différente, les guitares sont différentes. And coffee, please.
Coffee shop.
Yes. Coffee, what about this song "I'm Alive"? Because I said it's very different. The drum parts are totally different.
Yeah, it's kind of different, but when I start to play drums, I start to play like that.
Ah,
it was
yeah.
Kiss have always been my biggest, you know, the biggest band I like the most of all bands.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a lot from Peter Criss, you know, and Eric Singer, and they play those ghost hits and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's kind of natural for me to play like that.
Okay.
But it was really fun to record a song like that.
Ah ok, alors Coffee, lui, il est vraiment influencé par Kiss, hein, aussi par Eric Singer, par son jeu de batterie. C'est tout le temps en fait à l'opposé, hein. D'habitude les batteurs ils suivent des groupes, là lui il a proposé un rythme, il propose un riff, il propose un tempo en tout cas totalement différent. Et ce titre, "I'm Alive", est totalement différent du reste de l'album puisque les guitares sont différentes, les parties de batterie sont très différentes. Et c'est le titre "I'm Alive" en fait, et comme je disais tout à l'heure, je le voyais bien, qui est très 70s, hein, je le verrais bien en duo avec Alice Cooper. And guys, what about "Secret Lover"? It's interesting too, because with its very pop chorus.
Yeah, as you maybe know, we released a cover of Roxette in like 2019, I don't remember.
Yeah, that was the year.
Yeah, so we wanted to have a song like a poppy chorus song with a lot of influence from Roxette.
Okay.
Yeah, one song that is easy to sing and everything. So.
Yeah. It's easy to sing along to, and like a song that's not like this serious as maybe "Bye Bye Beautiful".
Ok, alors il y a "Secret Lover" effectivement aussi qui est avec son côté poppy chorus, hein, qui est un peu différent aussi du reste, qui est différent du premier, du "Bye Bye Beautiful", qui est un peu moins sérieux en tout cas, mais qui a une vibe aussi Roxette aussi dans l'esprit quoi. And what about the opening track "I'm Going Under"? It's a pure harder track.
It's a secret, my lover.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, "I'm Going Track" is pretty good track too.
Yeah, "I'm Going Under" is my personal favorite from the album, I guess. At least at the moment, and I think it's a lot of energy in that one. It will work really well live. I'm pretty sure of that.
Ah, ok, effectivement, Come Going Under, donc le titre qui ouvre l'album, c'est un titre pur hard rock, et puis c'est un des titres favoris en tout cas de, je pense que c'était Chris qui me répondait à l'instant, c'est vraiment un super titre en tout cas, et puis l'album, hein, Changing de Melody est vraiment bien, des bons titres de hard rock à l'intérieur, un second clip vidéo qui viendra, pour l'instant ils ont ni mentionné la date, ni mentionné en tout cas le titre, j'ai essayé quand même quelques titres concernant ce nouvel album, qui est vraiment très bon, et puis je vous dis, hein, c'est très difficile de choisir, car il y a beaucoup de titres. I said it's very difficult to choose a new single because there is a lot of good tracks.
Yeah, that's our purpose.
Effectivement, c'est un peu leur style, quoi. And the band, I think the band is totally confident about its new album.
Yeah, we feel confident about it. I think it's a great album. Mm-hmm. And
I think it's something for everyone, like on the album. It's really, it's a lot of different songs, so... I think it's something there for everyone.
Effectivement.
Exactly.
Ouais. Cet album.
All of us in the band have different references. We don't listen to exactly the same music. And for all of us, I think we all have different favorite tracks from this album as well.
Alors cet album s'adresse à tout le monde effectivement, pas seulement qu'aux hard rockers. Je pense que c'est un album très ouvert avec de très très bonnes mélodies et en même temps c'est un gros disque et puis ils en sont totalement confiants, hein. Ça fait quand même des années qu'ils bossent dessus. Il y a des titres à l'intérieur, il y a de très très beaux titres. So guys, just before the end, please, Alex, Coffee, Connie, Chris, do you think you will ever go on tour in Europe? Maybe more, maybe United States, maybe Japan, playing your music and meeting your fans, and don't forget Paris.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, we wouldn't do this if we didn't have those thoughts in mind.
It's on your planning, I think, for the next year, this year or maybe next year.
We don't have anything scheduled yet, but we're in the beginning of the preparation, as you say.
Ah, ok. Alors effectivement, c'est dans les plannings. En tout cas, ils vont y bosser après la sortie de l'album. Pour le moment, ils ont rien de concret. Ils vont y travailler effectivement, jouer en Europe, faire une tournée européenne, pourquoi pas, jouer même aux États-Unis, au Japon, etc. Là où effectivement le glam, le rock glam, ça marchait. En tout cas, il y a des traces, il y a des gros groupes qui y sont passés. Eux, en tout cas, ils veulent absolument marcher dessus. Ça, c'est clair sur ce marché. Donc, je rappelle, l'album s'intitulera Changing the Melody. Sera disponible le 15 mars prochain. Voici le track listing. L'album ouvrira avec I'm Going Under. En 2, Changing the Melody. En 3, Bang Bang. En 4, Stop Talk About. En 5, Bye Bye Beautiful. Il y a le clip vidéo disponible sur YouTube. En 6, I Am Alive. En 7, Freak. En 8, Secret Lover. En 9, I Would Die For You. Et en 10, Monsters. Le line-up, c'est Alex K au chant, Coffee K à la batterie, Connie Svard à la guitare et Chris Young à la basse. So, Alex, Coffee, Connie, Chris, thank you very much for this live interview tonight. Alex, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Thanks a lot for having us, and thank you for all the support for you who have been listening to us and watched the video we just released. Mm-hmm. And for you who haven't, go and check out our video and listen to our songs. No. And you need to be ready for the album. It drops March 15, so stay tuned.
Okay, Coffee, what is your message, please?
Yeah, exactly what Alex said. You need to go and check out us. And the new album will be a killer, I promise.
Okay, yeah. And Connie?
Yeah, and in the meantime, while you're waiting for the new album to drop, make sure to check out Scary Man.
Okay, and Chris, please.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to touring and playing like in many countries that we still haven't played yet. And we are very hopeful that this album will allow us to be on whatever we have fans, and we're looking forward to it.
Okay, guys, thank you very much for this live interview. Maybe, do you know to speak French? Do you have a French words in your mind?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. And that's all?
Maybe you can be our teacher sometime.
Oh yeah. Okay, guys. Merci. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much for this live interview.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah. And have a fun. Via Music. Je rappelle que l'album sortira donc le 15 mars prochain. Il s'intitulera Changing the Melodies. Le groupe c'est Lips on 213 Rock, Vinnie Times Classic Rock Radio. Voici le single Bye Bye Beautiful. Oh yeah, 213 Rock.
Just what I gotta do.